It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will do that in about 12 minutes at 7. And we will certainly discuss what Patriots offensive lineman Calvin Anderson said makes Gerard Mayo friendlier than the old guy. It's a different vibe down there, Curtis.
It is.
It's so easy. You got a new players lounge where they can play video games and pool.
I mean, Bill, ironically, would be a king in a player's lounge right now. Look at him and then Tuck him. He's running around like a crazy man.
I don't know if they have any board games like Scrabble or Monopoly or anything.
Were you a big board game guy, like the power went out, you got the family together?
Yeah, we used to play Risk. My parents loved to play Risk. You can have a 17-day game of Risk. It never ends. Did you ever play Risk?
No, I've never played Risk.
Do you Shine?
My friends and I used to play it all the time.
Yeah, it's a good... It's
Define friends.
Nope, actual friends. We would actually
imaginary
play.
Or it was actual
real
friends?
Real people in my buddy's mom's basement. We would play for hours.
Is that your favorite board game?
No.
Shoots and ladders were pretty good.
Really?
What are we laughing at?
Well, it was ladder. It was funny.
Well, I'm sorry. What's yours?
I would probably say Monopoly.
Oh, okay.
You ready for mine?
I always had to be the car.
Nerdiest game of all time, The Settlers of Catan.
Oh, my God. I played that one summer. It was the longest day of my life.
What is that? I don't
know. It's brutal.
You take over other, territories. And...
Oh, really?
It's similar to Monopoly, but, also different. You can build roads and stuff like that.
Yeah. I kind of like Stratego. No. Yep. No. Yes. No. Is that the one with the battleships or is that Battleship?
That would be Battleship.
That would be Battleship.
What was the one with the Operation? Was that Operation?
Operation.
That
was
one was
one.
That's hard.
One. Hard one.
Yeah. I liked when the electronic battleship came out.
Yes.
The advancements of technology are fascinating to me. I loved when that happened. All right. Anyway, we're going to get to They Said It coming up in about 10 minutes. Wiggy is off today with another Flex Friday this summer. And time for the rest of this morning's leads. Hello, Curtis.
Hello. So as Courtney alluded to in her excellent lead about the Olympics beginning tonight, we are having a case of FOMO by the people that led Boston's charge of Boston 2024.
Mm.
In the Boston Globe, Marty Walsh, one of Greg's good friends, big listener of the show. Marty, we miss you. My God. He was asked about the Olympics being in Paris and not in Boston. He said, quote, "I think it was a huge missed opportunity. We would be getting much more investment from the federal government for the MBTA. We would have had a system that's basically revamped and brand new, or in the process of being revamped and brand new. We would have legacy projects all over the city of Boston, all over New England, quite honestly, whether it's a stadium or open space, whatever it might be that we created. There are so many legacy benefits that we will never see." Now, Marty Walsh is born and raised, I believe, in Dorchester.
Yep.
As someone who knows the city better than anybody, having run it very well for several years, how you could sit here and say all of these things would have been done? The federal government's been funding the T for a generation. It's never been worse. Literally nothing works well around Boston. There would have been... to sit here today, there's two words I want to hear from anybody who supported Boston 2024. I'm sorry. That's okay. Yeah. Forgive. You know, we move on. You're forgiven. We all make mistakes. I said Barmore was Godchild this morning. I'll make another mistake very shortly. anybody with a straight face that can sit here today and not say, thank God the Olympics are in Paris,
yeah,
is not someone related to reality.
I mean, remind me, when you're hosting the Olympics in your city, do people fly into your airport from other cities?
Yes.
Would those people that had flown in this weekend for the Olympics be able to get from Boston, from Logan Airport to the city of Boston using the Sumner Tunnel?
That would be a no.
Is that shut down?
It would take them about 2 hours to get into the city. But this is an actual question. If you are a host city, do you get extra funding to make sure that your city is running better than it was before?
Yeah, like, I mean, I think you get money from it, but I don't know.
The urgency would be there?
We didn't have enough venues for it. Like, that you would have... Chaim is fascinated with women's handball. He was watching some of that yesterday.
France versus Hungary.
You would have had to drive to like Ludlow or some venue in Springfield to see that.
Ooh, up to the Songhees in Lowell?
We don't have enough venues for
where would the opening ceremonies have been?
They probably would have been, I would assume, like in City Hall Plaza or something like that. I don't know.
Or do you remember the idea of the temporary Olympic Stadium and Wydette Circle that was going to play.
Yes.
All of this was so dumb at the time. Anybody with half a brain knew it was going to be a failure. And anybody today that sits back, like I was driving back from Granite Links, great time. And I was wondering, like, is there a major event? Is there another presidential visit? It's the middle of July and it's 2 o'clock and I'm in absolute gridlock on 93.
Listen, there are people listening right now, guaranteed, who have been on the expressway coming north from the South Shore for the last hour, probably. It's every single day, any time of the day, it doesn't matter.
And the city today is the least populated it will be all year because the people that go to school here are not here, because people that live in the city vacation elsewhere. No. It is such a great day for the Olympics to be somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think we dodged a bullet by not winning that bid to be hosting these Olympic Games in this city. All right. I think we have to take a quick break.
That's okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
We'll get to Courtney's lead and to my lead and then
said my lead was really good.
What?
Oh, I thought we already did Courtney's lead.
No, we didn't.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you today?
Yeah. I don't know.
Curtis was like, you guys heard in Courtney's great lead, and I'm like, meh, I haven't done it yet.
Curtis is a little bit out of it today.
I am totally out of it. I have to get to my douche move to explain it at some point.
Okay, yeah. It's probably being a new parent. I mean, that's a lot.
James had two spills yesterday. A big day.
All right. We will get to the rest of the leads, including what Curtis says is Courtney's great lead, coming up next.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.